Welcome to today's Word of Life study, devotionals to shine a light in the lives of believers and strengthen belonging to Jesus, published by Grace Communion International, UK and Ireland.
Let go. Be still and know that I am God.
Psalm 46:10, NIV, UK.
The call to be still and know that I am God comes within a chapter that proclaims the power of God and the security he brings. The issue for the psalmist is not explicitly stated, but seemingly relates to a plea to God to end an ongoing war, verse 9. Whilst most of the psalms is written in the third person, as the writer speaks about God, God's voice comes through in verse 10. Christians often interpret this command to be still as the need to be quiet in God's presence. It is certainly important and helpful for us to take time out of our busy schedules to do exactly that, but this is not what this phrase is referring to. The Hebrew word for still is rapha, which means to cause to fall, to let go. The phrase means to stop our frantic activity by letting go of what occupies our attention, let it fall to the ground, and look to God as one who delivers us. This places a completely different complexion on our relationship with God. It means we let go of our worries and insecurities, we let go of unforgiveness, let go of our past, let go of the things we cannot control, and rest in the knowledge that God is in control. We are to cease fighting battles that we cannot win and stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord. Exodus 14:13-14. Just imagine how the well-loved hymn by David Evans would alter our thinking if we change the line, be still, to let go. Let go for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Let go for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. Let go for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. He comes to cleanse and heal, to minister his grace. No work too hard for him, in faith receive from him. Let go, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. Knowing that God is God is to recognize that he is present with us, that in his power he will cleanse, heal and minister his grace, and that no work is too hard for him. When life gets difficult and the problems before us seem insurmountable, let's remember that God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. Let's run to him, letting go of all our weapons and fall into the security and safety of his arms. When we do that, not only will we be at peace, but God will be exalted in all the earth. Verse 10. Prayer. Father, help us not to hold on to the things that weigh us down and burden us. Help us to rest in your presence and trust in your salvation. Amen. We hope you enjoyed today's Word of Life study. It was presented by Rachel Montgomery and written by Barry Robinson, who's a minister in Grace Communion International and is a regional pastor for Southern England.